the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as he shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hoo-hoo!
Welcome to the Stabcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy.
And we're here for episode 4. We're halfway through this, sumbitch, for season 1 of Chucky.
Yes, we are. And for everyone that is following Chucky, the series, as well, like, not really following us, but, like, you're already watching it. I do have good news and bad news because, honestly, I read it and I'm not really okay with the way that they ended things, but whatever. But the last episode did air on Tuesday, so it is available on Peacock as of now. So, we are doing, though, season 1, episode 4. As you all know, this is right after Oliver died, and Caroline is in the ICU, and basically, just give you a little bit of rundown here, Jake gave in to his impulses and gave Caroline, Lexi's sister, Chucky. Well, Chucky did what he does best, wreaked havoc, caused a huge fucking fire at the mayor's house, and the mayor's house, they don't even own it. Like, the mayor's house is just given to him, the mayor. Like, it's a historical landmark and stuff. So Lexi fucked up big time.
Yeah.
She's lucky she's not 18. Because if she was, she'd probably go to prison. And anyways, Jake starts to become very upset. And he feels like it's all his fault and everything. So this episode, I will have to say, is one of my least favorite episodes. Because I really thought the opposite of what is going to happen happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'll get it once we start it.
All right. Well, let's start it and then we'll get into it. Everybody on 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
You were doing the recap that I already talked about. Okay.
You hate her. Of course I hate her.
Jason would still be very, very upset. Oh, Caroline. What? Uh-huh. He's like, are you sure that you want that? But okay.
Oliver got fucked up, though.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, I'm going to go kill your sister. That was a good line.
Yeah, that was classic Chucky right there. That was classic campy Chucky.
No, it's continuing to dip in the ratings. It was last week, it was 0.33 on Sci-Fi. Now it's a 0.282 on Sci-Fi. It was a 0.352 on USA. It went into 0.302 on USA this week.
So USA is small definitely dip. More popular.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So we have a small dip. Directed by Leslie Libman instead of Dermot Downs this time, or Mancini. And it's written by Mallory Westfall and Kim Garland.
Okay, so that's probably why I don't like this one as much. Jake's walking in the hospital. He still looks like he's constipated. I'm going to get this kid some Pepto-Bismol. I'm sorry, but he does. I mean, I understand.
I don't love his acting, honestly.
It's his facialness and it's his acting, and it gets better in the next 2 seasons. It's just right now, it's so fucking cringy.
Yeah.
To try and get there. Like, right now, like, he looks like he's going to take a shit.
He does.
He's supposed to look like he's scared and like he's upset.
Yeah.
That is not a scared, upset kid.
No.
Oh, there's Oliver's parents. And as we know, Oliver was not killed in the fire. Chucky stabbed him to death.
Is Oliver the kid that does the podcast?
No, that's Devin Evans.
Okay.
However,
Oliver was the kid that was really nasty to Jake from the get go.
Okay.
And threw change at him and shit, and the one that the science teacher told him to shut the fuck up.
Gotcha.
Oh my god, it's an entire fucking outbreak. Okay, well, what hospital just has, like, a light-up red cross out of nowhere? Oh, June. Aw, poor June. She's gonna miss this race next week. Papa June's gonna be very upset.
June's hurt.
And here we go. Oh, there he is. He's okay. There's Devin.
His boyfriend.
No, they're not together yet, okay? Like, Devin even says he doesn't really even know him.
It seems like it's destiny at this point.
But it is destiny. They are cute as shit together. Oh, my little poor baby. My little poor baby Caroline. And 3, 2, 1.
Sure. So you did it?
Yep.
Did you kill your dad, too? Oh, shit. I mean, fuck. How? Well, when did you find out?
Oh. Oh, goodness. She just realized that her family got set up.
Real talking.
Oh, wow.
What a dick.
Huh?
Where is he?
Well, last time I saw him, he was in my room, struck by fire after he tried to kill me.
But you didn't see him die?
No, but, I mean, half the house.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You have to find a man.
We have to make sure.
Yeah, you have to make sure. I mean, Jake is...
It's fucking Chucky, for God's sake.
Yeah, Jake is right. Like, you have to make sure. Because, like, even in the first Child's Play, he got thrown in a fucking chimney and got set on fire, and he still came out.
Right.
Uh-oh. She just asked Jake, why is he after me? And he's just like, because I told him to. Maybe you shouldn't have been such a cunt. Maybe you shouldn't have been so rude.
You're so dead.
You're gone. And that is 100% truthful. I think within the series and the movie, I think there's like 10, 15 people that has been killed by Chucky, but knows who he is.
Dead. He died in fire.
Oh, fire. Just tell him about
that. What happened? If you didn't send that thing after me. Did it lose
your
mind?
Oh.
I don't hear you tell anybody at that party.
Oh, wow.
Stay the hell away from me.
Oh. What I don't understand is Caroline was sleeping in an opposite end of the house. So how the fuck did she get so much damage done to her?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hurting. Poor Jake.
Oh. He wants his BF. Drink that shit, boil.
No, you shouldn't.
I need to make you worry all the time.
Well, stop making her worry all the damn time. I don't get you kids. If you don't want your parents to be worried, then don't get them worried.
Don't be doing dumb shit, though.
at the party?
The usuals.
Jake?
No. I mean, Erica.
What about Jake's doll?
Jake?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, did you see it in Lexi?
Yeah, actually. Why?
How did he get there?
He gave to Lexi's sisters.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. He's nice.
You sure he wasn't there?
Yes, I'm sure.
Jesus, Detective, that's raining in.
Listen.
Honey, she's determined that Jake is mad.
Oh, didn't die.
Oh, she's about to tell Devin what happened. Dun, dun, dun.
What'd she say?
Someone killed him.
Someone killed who?
Oliver.
Oh, shit. She spilled the meme.
And now since we're in a hospital setting, everyone.
Needles.
It's needles and scalpels that are making up our intro.
It's pretty cool.
She is out. Oh, my Jesus. My poor baby cow.
Aww.
She's hurting.
She's really hurting.
Dude, you got like a fucking whole wing of the hospital room. And you're like, yo, I need you guys to leave. Why can't they just stand back?
Yeah.
They're treating their daughter like shit. I mean, she deserves it.
She does.
But she is getting treated like shit. Now, for everyone that doesn't recognize this reference, this is a little bit of a reference to the Shining. With the soccer ball going up against the foot.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Oh my god, Devin's like, Devin's like this typical podcaster, and he's just like, there's a killer out there right now! He's got a huge smile on his face. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, this is not what you want.
Right.
Yeah, the pole power arm on to Chucky.
First, I don't want you to ask this one. He's a pro under, okay? Says he doesn't need to tell you. She just doesn't know anything about you.
Aww.
Yeah.
She doesn't know you, like I know you. It's horrible.
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, I'm getting that call.
Was that June's
parents? No.
Mama June June.
She's trying to have a serious conversation with him too, but he can't be fucking
bothered.
I don't know if you've noticed this, Daniel, but he's kind of taken the role of scumbag father.
They're both scumbags.
From his brother.
Every dad in this has been kind of a scumbag.
Well, no, the Nair's husband isn't a scumbag, he's just a pussy.
Everybody shut the fuck up. Holy shit. He just punched this guy.
Okay, so now Lexi is gonna team up with Jake.
Here we go.
This is kind of when you see the downfall of Lexi.
What do you mean the downfall?
She gets really, instead of popular, like rah-rah, happy, everything, she gets very, very depressive.
Yeah.
Bitchier than normal, but a different kind of bitchy, like a sensitive bitchy.
Okay.
Like, she just reacts very differently to things that she normally would take very sarcastically.
I think she's doing a good job so far.
Yeah. Oh, June's about to get a camera shoved down his throat to see what's going on with his lung.
Oh, June. I fucking hate that kid. He's my least favorite character.
Well, I'm not going to say no. You're like literally right in front of my face, Dad. You like reliving my glory days, right, son? I'm going to shut the fuck up. What an asshole.
That's bullshit. He's being unreasonable, Mindy.
Yep. Oh, this is so funny, too. They tell Jin Jin to sing a song to help with his anesthesia. And he starts singing We Got the Beat. What fucking kid knows that song?
We Got the Beat.
And he knows it verbatim.
It is a classic.
He's a child.
Yeah.
Needle going in. Here we go. I need a whole thing.
He's hurt.
He's not hurting. He's high.
He's high as fuck. We got the beat.
Okay. What child is gonna know that song? Realistically, oh, Devin's starting to look things up and see what's going on.
Devin's looking shit up.
The brutal murder of his parents, the hands of an unknown assailant. Charles Lee Ray was placed in a boys' home in South Jersey.
Yeah, the boys on the island there in numbers, according as they get killed and so on. And as they seem to be growing up, which is against the rules, Peter sings them out.
You are so good with kids, Charles.
How the fuck? Yeah, this reason.
Oh my God.
Where did you learn that?
Well, I don't want to hear it again. Understood?
She's telling how good he is with children and shit, and he's reading her like the most sadistic version of Peter Pan ever.
Hey, Miss Janie.
Watch out!
Oh.
You little brat. What the hell's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Oh!
Hey. This is my only pair.
That's his only pair, Mindy.
That's his only pair.
He's a little sorry.
Like, you don't do that. That's Chucky.
That's the old Chuck.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah!
Love it.
Sound
of
truth?
Yeah!
They're going to go find Captain Hook.
Onward.
Oh no. I would never follow that boy into the woods. Ever.
Ever.
We're close now.
Well, yeah, because then let's just take you guys on a 5-mile hike, but here we are.
Come. Our adventure is at hand.
Yeah. Those poor kids. Oh, God, there he is. You see him? Oh,
oh,
it's the janitor.
He's all fucked up.
He is. Oh, my goodness.
Captain Hook, we got it.
Now, so two of the kids, there's three boys. Two of the boys ran off like hell. And now you have another little boy whose name is Edward Caputo. I'm sure you guys know who I'm talking about. And he's playing with the body. And Eddie Caputo would actually go on to be Chucky's getaway driver.
Oh, shit.
And the first Child's Play.
Oh, that's sick.
He actually took off and fucked him over, and then he killed Eddie Caputo.
Really?
Child's Play 1, yeah.
That's crazy.
Very crazy. So now they're finally starting to, like, devil back into, like, the meat and potatoes of what made him be the way he was.
Right.
So now we're in Leslie's house. She has Jake with her. They're trying to find Chucky. Like, the house is disgusting looking. I cannot believe what she did.
It's all fucked up.
Well, I mean, what she did, she really didn't do anything.
So let's just say it wasn't her fault.
Illegal substances. I mean, Chuck keeps just taking advantage.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's Sticky's pill.
So what?
Faxon.
I'm sorry to your question.
Oh.
See, like, she's starting, you can tell by her face, she's starting to feel bad.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's
but he
like
did.
A little bit of a bitchy attitude.
Well, yeah, because he tried to have her killed.
But she's crying. It's like, you're the dude. You go first, motherfucker.
What are you waiting for? I'm not waiting for this.
Just
give me directions. Just go.
I'll give you directions. Just go. I would do that to you if I had to team up with somebody that I didn't necessarily like and he was a boy. I'd be like, you go first, bitch. I'm going to stand here with this stick behind you.
Yeah.
If anything happens, I got my stick.
Let him get fucked up first.
He's got more of a chance. He at least has like a sword or something in his hand. She legit has a stick. Oh my god, all the fucking walls are black and shit. But somehow the picture frames, people, I'd like to point this out, somehow the picture frames are still golden and not burned. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
They have an enchantment on picture frames?
Can't remember the last time I looked.
Aww.
Me neither.
Well, no one cares if you're happy, bitch. You're an apple.
She's a whole ass.
Shit.
I mean, gorgeous little young lady, but she is an asshole.
Yeah, she's quite an asshole.
She really...
She's a rude woman.
Listen, she's like, do you really want me to die?
Did it get that bad?
Yeah. And he's like, yep.
Why didn't you just do something?
Like shit, they get upset. But you didn't just get upset. You wanted to kill me.
Yeah. You made fun of his dead dad.
Didn't know what else to do. So he went straight to murder?
You started that bitch. There you go.
Still, there's gotta be something really wrong with you to want to kill somebody.
I want to kill somebody, alright? I want to kill you, Jake, because you're a bad person.
Give it to her, Jake.
Tell him, Jake.
And I wanted you to die. Uh-oh, she went over the railing. Oh, Jake's got her.
He's saving her.
Jake's got her. He can't pull her off, though. Watch. He's having a hell of a time. And look who's there.
Oh, Chuck.
Chucky. There he is. Oh, my God. He's so fucked up looking.
Melted, Chucky.
Two-Face.
Let's go. This
ain't coincidence, Jake. This is a crossroads. This is life giving you a second chance to be the man you know you want to be. Not that scared little pussy she tried to make. Don't let her go, Jake. You're a good boy. Don't let her go. What do you think? You think he's going to let her go?
I think he's going to. Pull her up. Come on, Jake. Do the right thing.
And you can go freak this teacher.
You can do it, Jake. Just let go. I'm doing my best
there. Uh-oh.
God.
Thank God he's not a cat.
He's pulling his ass off.
I I think he didn't want to be responsible for another person's death.
Anyone here?
I'm up here.
You're not allowed in here.
I do care.
Not now, you don't. It's been 6 weeks to clean this mess up. What the fuck? Is this your sister's doll?
Huh?
Your dad asked me to bring it back for ugly fucking doll, yeah.
It'll fuck you up. You shouldn't say that to a police officer, sweetheart. It's gonna fuck you up. But no. So they're locked inside the cop car, and the cops bring in Chucky back to Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh, Detective Evans to the rescue. Aw. They're kind of sort of friends now.
They're starting to bond now. A little more. I can see why they're going to keep her alive.
Detective Fat Ass over here. He just wanted something to munch on.
He's a hungry man.
I mean, first off, what kind of vending machine works within a second?
A little secret, okay?
Oh, you don't have a secret with the killer doll? Foxy! Use your peripheral vision.
Hi, has anyone been here in the last 2 minutes? Can I be our doll for my sister?
No, I haven't seen anyone.
Okay, thank you.
So now you just look crazy.
You look cray-cray. She is starting to warm up to me a little bit.
I knew it!
Not a lot, though. Not yet.
It takes time. But they do a really good job with her having an actual arc.
Yeah. They do. They give her a lot of character development compared to some of the other characters.
They definitely flush her out.
Yes.
And I just think it's so impactful, too, especially in this particular episode, that her mom is her real-life mom.
Hi, mom.
You know, because that makes everything a little bit more impactful.
Yeah.
A doll? What is it?
I just
crazy.
I'm just coming. Kevin's like, I found shit about the doll. Lexi's like, I got you, tell me. Aww. Child play colors. What the kids are wearing. Come on, Chucky. He's like, ooh, goodies. I get to eat now. No, not on the hair. Aw, you disrespected Chucky. What the fuck is this? What, half a cookie? Oh, because you're going for the good stuff, you little asshole.
Detective Fat Ass. Fuck the guy.
Stop helping that. Oh, once again, Charlie's raised arrow technique. Oh my god. He just laid on the arrow.
That's because I did
spinal cord. Uh-oh. Chucky's got a toolbox full of syringes.
You're done.
Might feel a little prick.
Sorry, asshole, but I just couldn't take it for one more second.
What?
And I first saw you, you know? I couldn't stand your fucking face.
I couldn't stand your fucking face.
It just gave him something off.
Maybe I'm just projecting. Time for another cocktail. Make it a double.
Oh my god. Jesus, Chucky. Rein it in.
He's going hard. Detective's getting all sorts of fucked up.
Oh my god. Blood dripping through the ears, through the nose, mouth, eyes, fingers.
He injected him with all sorts of shit. Look at that melting face. That's funny.
He's so gross. Now they're back in the past and they're looking for Charles.
These flashbacks are really well done. They're well shot.
Aren't they though?
Yes, they're.
So he's going to give something as they stay close. And what is in the box, ladies and gentlemen? That's disgusting. The fucking hand. That is gross.
It is gross.
He's stupid, though. He's like, I need to get the fuck out of here now.
Yeah.
What are you doing up? Andy, come close home. Go to sleep.
I thought he's just like able to like, oh no, he does go through a window. I thought he walked out the front door.
That's Chucky in the past life.
That's Charlie Ray as a teenager.
And he's here to go with the mac and sex?
Who?
Wow.
Hmm?
You read anything other than Teen Vogue?
No.
Anyways, Charlie Ray is a serial killer who died in the 80s. He terrorized Chicago for years. Prolific. They call him the Lakeshore Strangler, but he's a little bit
terrible.
True.
Angler. 7.
The
point.
Do you know the website Urban Legends After Fiction?
I look like a nerd.
Well, there's this urban legend about Charles Lee Ray. It's crazy, but who knows? Maybe not. It's about a good guy, though. Oh.
Like Chucky.
Yep.
You see, Charles Lee Ray was shot and killed in a toy store in Chicago, but supposedly, right before he died,
he transferred his soul.
And that doll was still out there killed. Supposedly.
It's not a legend. You have to believe me, Chucky is alive. No, no, I know it sounds crazy, but he's not just alive.
Holy shit.
He is trying to kill us.
She's like, I need someone other than Jake on my side, please.
You don't even have an alibi.
This should be illegal. He is a minor. He should be allowed to have his family present.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't really have family.
What is that all about? At his Halloween party.
Yeah, Oliver's an asshole.
Do you know how serious this is, Jake?
Yeah.
I can actually help you. But only once you start telling the truth. So tell me, Jake.
So tell me, Jake.
About Oliver's death.
Tell me the truth, Jakey boy. Jaybird.
Not what you think.
Mm. What should she say?
He looks so sketched out. Oh, here comes the constipation phase.
I don't understand what you're trying to ask.
You need your dad to just stop kidding me. You didn't know what else to do.
Constipation station.
And all of it. Did you
need him
to just stop
believing me? Just tell her you're a killer, Jaybird. Fess up. Fess up, fuckface.
Yeah, she's starting to figure out that something's wrong with Chucky.
She gets it.
Do you know why that might be?
But I said I didn't do
anything.
Then who did it?
Tell me,
Jake.
Get her.
Tell me, and this can all be over.
Just give her a fake name.
It was...
Who's Chucky?
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Caroline's gonna die.
No. She's a sweet girl.
That's fine. She's fine. Someone unplugged the monitor.
It was Chucky. They found the detective.
Oh my god, he has so many needles. Watch this, guys, it's great. I love this. She just loves her partner.
So many needles.
Look,
there's Chucky.
Look at Chucky, he's hilarious. And flip ya.
His melting face. That's funny.
I don't like you.
That was a great episode.
That was an amazing episode. I'm very, very, very happy to get back to season 1, episode 5. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Daniel's going to want to press pause because it's going to go right into that.
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of fun, though.
So, as you can tell, like I said, Lexi becomes more of Jake's friend than Junior's girlfriend.
Yeah.
It
kind of seems like that's the direction that they're going.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense because the little girl that they have playing Lexi is one hell of an actress.
She really knocks it out the fucking park, Mindy.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I agree with you.
Well, because I knew you didn't really like her at first.
Yeah,
so.
But that's what's about
she
I like.
She grew on you.
Yeah, because I like a good character arc, and she's starting to become more and more likable. To me, at first, she was still a bit bitchy last episode, but to me, she's working more as a baby face this episode.
Yeah, she's come more, like, half circle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna say, like, it's done with her, because it's not. There's a lot of fucked up shit that's happened to Lexi. Like, if you're a fan of the series and you've seen a lot of it, you're probably nodding your head with me, like, by the end of, like the middle of season 2, you, like, feel so bad for her.
Shit,
like,
goes
everything
down.
Just goes to hell for her. I'm not going to give anything away, but you will see. Basically, it's karma, basically. Jake is starting to have the love of his life and get a life that he really wants, and she's getting shit on.
Yeah, it's karma.
So, it's kind of karma. But, I mean, I don't know, Daniel, what do you think about this episode?
I give it an 8.2.
Okay.
I really would.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting, though, that this is hitting sci-fi, USA harder than it is sci-fi.
Yeah.
I would think sci-fi would be all over it.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of a dip, but it's still pretty strong ratings, and I believe they do go up for the first season, so...
But like I said, this episode was probably my least favorite.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I thought there was a lot of good stuff. I liked Melting Face Chucky. And I think he looked pretty cool, like a melting ice cream cone.
Yeah, which I've seen, like, a few times.
So.
So. But yeah, it was a good episode. Next week we have episode 5, Little Lies.
Yes.
And basically it's going to be enemies and allies when Truckee's past showing up. So I will let everyone know that this is the premiere episode of Tiffany Valentine, Truckee's lover, who is technically Jennifer Tilly.
Oh shit.
And Nika, as we're gonna meet back with Nika as well, and I believe Andy and Kyle are in this episode. I believe so. It's either this one or the next one.
Oh, Andy and Kyle.
Yeah. Will you find out that they teamed up?
Yeah.
Because this is right after the cult of Truckee. So you find out that the two of them teamed up.
Yeah.
And they're going from house to house in the USA doing like a fucking like census survey.
Yeah.
But they're asking to see, like, children's dolls and shit. So they've been going all over the USA killing the Truckee dolls.
Yeah.
Whatever ones they can get their hands on.
That's funny.
It's absolutely hysterical. It's something that you would never think. But it comes completely out of left field. It's really funny.
That sounds funny. But, yeah, everybody, make sure to check out next week, and we'll see everybody next time.
Alright guys, make sure to check us out on Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, and all that good shit. Have a good night and hootie hoo.
Hootie hoo.
The cost of service.